Let's try to finish the parak. We're on page 43. Hachachma ka'amur. Hikach liros is etzem hadava. Chachma is the koach to see the etzem hadava, to see the actual thing, and not to get lost in the pratim of the thing, to see the actual thing kafish hu for what it really is. You have that with a person that you might be able to see this trait and this midah and this mile and this chisaron of a person, but you don't know the person. You don't know the person. You know different aspects of this person, but you haven't been able to put it all together to form a person. Who is this person? That's very often what happens when people are going out, this connecting what we're learning on say Shabbos in Das Atzmacha, that when people are going out, especially if they're individuals whose strength is in Bina, so they might see this and see that, and he sees this and she sees that, and it's accurate. They're accurate about what they see in the other person. There's only one thing they don't see, and what's that? That they don't see the person. I had this conversation. I remember because I was on the way to a Levi in Muncie. I remember so clearly, it was pouring the whole way. And I had such an aggravating conversation with a young lady. She was going out with one of the guys from the shul, and who's a great guy. She's a very nice girl. So they're going out, and it's not going, I don't know, this problem, that problem. So I'm talking to her about, what's the problem? I want to know what's the problem. What's wrong with him? She starts to go over, she starts to first tell me that she likes this and she likes that, and she doesn't like this, she doesn't like that, but there's a very big difference. The things that she likes are kleinigkeit. I don't know how to describe it. They're like small things. And the things that she doesn't like was the whole person. So I said that she wants to get married, this girl, very, very badly, and he's a nice guy, he's a good-looking guy, and all of that. He's from, So I said to the there's only one problem. You don't care for this person at all. There's certain things in the person that you like, but you don't care for the person. So she's arguing. She says, no, this, I just have a problem with, and then she was saying something that's the whole mensch. I just have a problem with, like, the way that he looks at life. And I don't remember the examples, but it was the big picture. So you have people that they get married based upon pratim, like they read in their resume and the paper that was sent, and they look at that, and they go, and then they go out, and they say, let's see, this number four, check. Then they go out a little more, number six, check. Number seven is not so good, the gate, check. Like that. And then they say, okay, I guess I got 51% of this, okay. 49 is not so good. So I think she'll get married. And she says, she also has percentages more of good than bad. And they get married. But neither one sees the entirety of who the person is. They're people that are very Bina-oriented, and they don't see the person. They just see this in and that in you. They never, ever see the person, even if they're living for 30, 40, 50, 70 years together. There could be someone that knows that met that person and knows that person for 2 days that has a better understanding of the person. Even though you're a big bucky, you're a big expert in how she says this and how she brushes her hair and how she and does this. You know all the pratim, but you don't get the person. I was just talking to a very good friend of mine yesterday. So he said that there was a certain Indian some years ago, and he went to a certain yeshiva that the family knows. And he said he spent with him 7-8 hours. And it just, it got more complicated, more involved. Then someone said to him, why don't you go to Queens, see if you can get an appointment with Reb Zelig Epstein? He said, okay, he went to Reb Zelig, he said, and in around, between 10 and 15 minutes, he had the whole thing. If you knew Reb Zelig, if you, I was lucky to be a few times. He said, 10, 15 minutes, the whole thing was uptight, completely. The Inyan. The other Ashiva was in every single hours, and this Inyan, this prat, and this prat. And after everything, he didn't have at all a picture of what it was. That was the meaning by Reb Zelig, was murder gechacham. Everybody knew that. All the Rosh Hashivas used to call him, all the dummies used to call him. You go to Reb Zelig, because I had a number of times. I remember I went with some of the, a few, there were these principals, that went, one of us, a woman that was an English principal, and she didn't really want to go speak to a Rosh Hashiva. So when it came to Reb Zelig, so she starts to talk like in a slow English. She didn't think he understood English, and to explain like you talk to a child. And she was talking for around 30 seconds, and then Reb Zelig stopped her, and then said over the whole inyan, like the next 50 steps, in perfect English, you know, with a heavy accent, but perfect, and the next 50 steps, and she went, and he typed up the whole thing, this is like this, this is like this, this is like that, now go do this, and do this, and do this, and don't do that. In fact, have a nice day. The whole thing, was like, that's how he was. It was like such a chacham. Everything, the whole inyan. That's a very big kaich to have such a thing. The tzaddikim were famous for that. Rav Naftali Lipshitz, the tzaddikim were famous for that. That's such a kaich. They used to say, but the other tzaddikim said, Rav Naftali Lipshitz was the chacham. Wasn't he chacham? He was smarter than. It wasn't a question, just, you know, he was a genius, but that wasn't the point. Chacham. It's different. It's this way of looking at things. To get to the Inyan. That's why, you'll excuse me, I don't mean this against the entire female race, but that's why, since the Inyan of Dibur and the Inyan of Bina with women, so very often you could have that, more than you'll have it with men, that you could have a woman, she'll talk about an Inyan for also a very, very long time, and she doesn't get to the Inyan. She doesn't get to the Inyan. Get to the Inyan. What's the Inyan? What is it? What's the thing? But this, and a thousand pratim, a whole long list. But what's the Inyan? That's more of a koach by a man than it is by a woman. The koach of chachma. So a woman has more of an atiyah to get very, very caught up in the pratim. It doesn't mean that she's, that everybody's like that, but there's more of an atiyah like that. Hachachma kam in kreach liras is etzem hadar. Kfi shehu. Ulis chaba le nekuda zu. And to be mischaba to that nekuda. To that nekuda. To that point. To that inner point. In a relationship. So there might be a lot of things on the side that are annoying and upsetting. Side things. But that doesn't throw off the chacham. Because the chacham touches up the person. And even though this is something that's annoying, this is something that needs a little bit like this or like that, but the Chacham sees the inner point of that person and is meschaber to the inner point, connects to the inner point. Other people will look at that other person, I don't know how you live with them. I don't know how you live with him. How can you live with such a person? This is like this, this is like this, this is like that. Again, because that other person is looking at all of the things, all of the trees, but not the forest. This other person who lives with that person, who loves that person, sees the etzem of the person and is mischaber to the etzem. You have to daven for that very, very strongly. With a husband, a wife, with a good friend, with a child. You don't have that with parents. That you could have a kid that has a thousand mishigasim and annoying things. And the parent doesn't see the etzem, and you could have a rabbi or somebody else that sees the etzem of the child, and the parent doesn't see, because the parent gets so crazy from the nekudas, from the side things, that he doesn't see the etzem of the child. chacham, the koyach of chacham is to be able to see that etzem and to be mischaber to the etzem, to connect to the etzem, not to get lost on side streets, to be mischaber to the etzem. It's not just a midah tov. I'm not talking a nice. It's a way of thinking, and we could all work on that. We could all improve, even though everybody has different natias. We could work on that. You understand? Bina is becoming preoccupied. Bina is being preoccupied with this particular inyan or that particular inyan. That is, of course, connected to the person, to the etzem. It has a shaykhus to the etzem, but it's not the etzem. Habina, he asks beprata nigra, bishlavei hamaisa, in the practical aspect of if we're talking about, for instance, a relationship, the bina person becomes very, very, very focused on the practical prat of that person, this prat of that prat. Lahalan chiluk zeh ba'ayt chum ba'avedis Hashem Yisbarach, shehuzka b'tchilas amayma. Later on, we're going to talk about that which was mentioned at the beginning of the Maimer. And for those who are learning what we're learning, Erev Shabbos, Zaychid al-Nin of Shabbos, will relate to this very strongly. Yom Shabbos Kodesh Miskadesh Alei Teva. We're going to take how a Chacham comes to Shabbos. How does a Chacham come to Shabbos? Like, I'm using pure types. I'm going to remind you. Nobody's pure this, pure that. We're all mixtures. But in order to understand, we have to set it up in such a way. How does a chacham come to Shabbos, and how does a navon, a person of bina, how does a kabbalah Shabbos by these two people? Yom Shabbos kodesh miskadesh alei teilo. Fine, Shabbos is coming into the world. Where you live, Shabbos is coming to the world. Whatever that is, at 5:18, 5:20, here that's the ready for Shabbos. Then Shabbos is coming into the world. And every Jew knows that Shabbos is coming to the world and there's a new Metzias. The world looks the same, but there's a different Metzias in the world. Which we're going to be learning a lot about what that Metzias is. There's a different Metzias in the world. We're already talking about this. But there's a different Metzias in the world. HaMetzias HaMetzias HaLoi Zois HaNiglis LeNegin Einayim. The true Metzias is not that which I see with my eyes. It's not what I see with my eyes. It's a Metzias of Shabbos. It's different than what it looks like. Elazois hanisteris. The Metzias is that which is hidden. Shabbos Shabbos kodesh ha'olam kulei haifech liyos kli lekabel hashraas hashchina. On Shabbos, the world is transformed into a kli to receive the Shechina. And the whole world becomes a Heichel HaMelech, becomes the palace of the king, even though it looks the same to you. Habrum kulam al kol asher lahem, betelim v'nimoigim v'ashem esbach. Every single bird and worm and every flower knows this. It was created with such a knowledge. It was created with such an awareness. And every single thing in the world melts. It's bottle, and nimoigi means it melts in the light of Hashem. That's Shabbos. Shabbos. B'zayis metzias brura umamashis benefesh. This is not an idea. It's not a concept. It's not some fantasy. It's the metzias. The birds, the flowers, and all those things know that. Not in the way that we know. It knows it. They all know that. It's a metzias mamash. And it's clear. And the neshama knows that, 1,000% clear. V'hinei ish chachma yuchal yoyse ben akel ischaber tekev in knisis hashavnes. The chacham, the person of chachma, can become right away very connected to all of this when Shabbos enters, even before. El ha'oynig v'atanug shel kedusha, so the great delight and pleasure of the kedusha of Shabbos, of that metzias of Shabbos. Yesh bo is koiches ha-nefesh l'sroimim midargas ha-guf. The Chacham has the koiches ha-nefesh to get out of the 6 days. to get out of the million inyanim of the 6 days, to be mesirayim from that world of the 6 days with all of its stuff, and to come to a different place, to bat mitzvahs. Lirayis is advarim and habamabat elyon, to see things for what they are. Minabamabat elyon means from the higher perspective, like standing on top of a mountain. Like standing on top of a mountain. No, to see the whole thing in a big way. And to see for what it is. Hamakif. Hamakif. In a way that is the whole picture. Ulizdabik ba'ashem izbarach. And remember, the Chacham sees something for what it is and is able to be mischabe, to become attached, to be mizdabik to that mitzias of what it is. Ulizdabik ba'ashem izbarach ha'nigla b'briya. That's revealed in creation. Maven Shemaduba Mitzias Chayiv Kayemis. The Chacham knows that we're talking here. Shabbos is something which is alive. It's a Mitzias. It exists. It's not a concept. It's not something. It exists. Bein Imroilo, Bein Imlav. Whether I'm worthy of it or not worthy. At 5:21, that's it. It's Shabbos. I'm not worthy. I am worthy. It's Shabbos. Vimkein. Mabit le'evra v'hoylech le'ayra. He looks at it, he sees Shabbos, and he runs to it. He goes to Shabbos. Pnei Shabbos nekabla. He's mekabla pnei Shabbos. He goes, he greets Shabbos, he meets Shabbos, he's mizdabik with Shabbos. Ein daitoy at ela prat. You understand, this person is, if you ask him, do you hold that it's mutter for me to read the newspaper about what's doing in the Middle East? Does that fall into the category of Din Hayyamin? Or what's in Halach? How do I... He looks at you like you're crazy. What are you, reading a newspaper on Shabbos? What are you asking? So it's not like he doesn't learn Halach. It's not like he hasn't learned Shulchan Aruch. But he's in a different place than that. It's a different mitzias. It's not a mitzias of Toiv and Ra. It's a mitzias of Heichel HaMelech. He's not in that mitzias of this prat and that prat. He has to be very careful because of the whole Shabbos. But ein day toy ato el haprat. He's not thinking about this prat or that prat. K'mer matzavei haruchani hamaduyak. He's also not thinking, where am I holding in my ruchnis? He's not making a cheshbon, nefesh. He's not making a cheshbon of who am I and what am I and where am I holding and so all of these things. Amashem esrachish imai ar knisis haShabbos. And what's going on or what happened in his day until it came to knisis Shabbos. Chai im nishmas inyan. He lives with a nishmas ha'inyan. If they daven for that, Rabbi Shalom, help me live with the neshama of Shabbos. Help me live with the neshama of my wife, with the neshama of my husband. Help me live with the neshama of my children. Help me live with my own neshama, nishmas ha'inyan. That I should live with nishmas Shabbos. Because nishmas kol chai tevarech shimcha. Nishmas kol chai. Shabbos is nishmas kol chai, and mimeil is tevarech shimcha. That's when a person lives with nishmas Shabbos. Ikar nakuda, via pesach shelo lekol machshava, and all of his thoughts are opened up and surrounding this inyan. Hayesoy lechol peula, which is the base of all that he does, of all that is. Ochus tamed betoichan hasherashi shebechol ma'isa. He's holding on and connected to the toichan, to the inner content of everything. The nekudas ha'or ha'ikaris, he connects to that nekudas ha'or ha'ikaris, to that nekudas ha'or, that point of light, the main point of light. Hametzamaches es pratei ha'maise v'kololosam bahem. Of course, that... From that nakuda of light from that in the kud of that reality, everything, all the side things, everything grows out of it. But he doesn't lose the inner point. He understands that all of that is included in the inner point. It's all there. That's what we were talking about some months ago in the Mamorim of Shabbos. That Shabbos is Hakol Yaducha, Hakol Yishabchu, Hakol Yoimu, Ein Kodesh Kushma, Hakol. That's the end of the cross colors, the easiest Hakol. Hakol. The whole thing, the whole picture. Hakol Yaducha, Hakol Yishabchu, Hakol Yoimu, Ein Kodesh Kushma. During the week you get stuck in this and this and this and that. And you're feeling upset, and you're feeling, I don't know, what does Hashem do like this, and Hashem does like that, and I can't understand this, I don't understand this, I like that, I don't like this. And then when it comes to Shabbos, HaKol Yaducha, HaKol Yishabchu, HaKol Yom, Ein Kodesh Kasher. HaKol Yom HaSela. Yoytza HaKol. It's a different way of looking. That's what it means to live with the Nishmas in you. Yeah. Hakol Yiduch, Hakol Yishabuchu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In the Hakol, everything is perfect the way it's supposed to be. Klum Chosu Beis HaMelech. So what happened during the week? If everything is so gevaldik, then how can I lose $10,000 in that deal? On Tuesday, what kind of a Hakol? During the week, you're in that $10,000, and you're in the Inyan of Yediya Bechir of Toiv and Ra, right? During the week. When a person comes to Shabbos, so the Chacham, when he comes to Shabbos, HaKol Yiduch, HaKol Yishabuchu, he knows not 10,000, he knows 1,000,000% that $10,000 wasn't shayach to him. During the week he didn't know that. Because during the week it's in your Bechira. When he comes to Shabbos, HaKol Yiduch, HaKol Yishabuchu, HaKol Yom Ein Kodesh Kasha. During the week it wasn't easy to come to that. But this is how the Chacham comes into Shabbos. Even if during the week he had some minyanim with the pratim of bina. Bram hanifal mikarch bina, the person whose existence is from bina. Again, it's not pure bina. But who is this person? This type. Ma'ayonav nesunim tamid el atachlas amaisus. His thoughts are always upon. What's the lamaisa over here? Ma'olav las is bepoil. Maybe. Are you holding the kiddush cup the right way or the wrong way? Again, not that we don't have to go. Of course, you have to know how to hold the kiddush cup. But that's the being the whole inning is on this. Ma'olav las bepoil. Echad var noigi me'lov. And all of that is, how is this nogeh to me? But me yetzasi, ani min ha'inyin. How did I, this particular, was I yotzei, was I not yotzei? How did I appear? How did I keep it? How was I doing in my Shmir Shabbos? It's also very practical. What did I get out of all of this? What did I gain from all of this? What do I have from this? Kedushas HaShabbos, Mitzias Kayemis. The Kedusha of Shabbos, which is an actual Mitzias, Tisyashi, I believe, the next page. Rak, Im Nohi Lokechet is Bat Lamaita. This person can't connect the Shabbos outside of the question of Lamaisa, what am I supposed to be doing now? What am I supposed to be saying? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to not be doing? Imraya Atz Mechose Obilti Roi. Therefore, if he comes to Shabbos and he has this horrible feeling about himself that he wasn't behaving nice that week, and it wasn't he wasn't acting in a good way, so he comes to Shabbos feeling that he's Eino Roi, he's unworthy, he's Chaser, Ubilti Roi. So Yochush Meruchach Manakaydish, he feels very far from anything of Kedusha. He'll do his best, because he's Shabbos Shabbos, he'll do his best to know, to do this and to do that, but he won't feel anything other than the responsibility to keep Shabbos properly. Ro'es ha'olam shel Shabbos kifi shai be'erev Shabbos. To him, the world looks the same on Shabbos as it looked on Erev Shabbos. The only thing is, everywhere he turns, he sees the words mechalaleh ha'mois yumas. Everywhere he turns, he sees chayev, pote, mute, osa, jabonim, deraisa. That's what he sees everywhere. It's the same, except the world of Shabbos is a world that's more restrictive and more oppressive, because whatever's during the week on Shabbos, a person can't move an inch. He doesn't know, like this, like that. There are a million more things going on. Even though he's not working, but he's got to remember every single Reb Shlomo Zalman, every single Reb Moshe. He can't rise up to a feeling of einig and dveikus, pleasure and dveikus. Hamilim ki'ilu kol malachta chasuya. I and Chazal say that you should see yourself on Shabbos ki'ilu kol malachta chasuya. That is, if everything that you have to do in the world is already done, finished, taken care of, like we're learning on Erev Shabbos. Nirim ba'inav kedarge she'i'ev shalach yoyzev mitzias. To him it seems like something, that it being a person, it seems that it's not, it can't, that just doesn't exist like that. It's not real. Ki'ilu kol malachta chasuya. He's always seeing his own faults. He always sees, he's always afraid of what's out there that could cause him to get even more verblunded, lost. And he's not able to imagine that there's such a world as Kol Malach Techasuya, as Heichal HaMelech. What can Heichal HaMelech? I would never get invited to the Heichal HaMelech. I don't see any Heichal HaMelech. I only see also Mutter, Potter Chayv. I don't see Heichal HaMelech. B'roi says Chaveru, Isha Chochma, Chay B'Oifen Zeh. So the Isha Bina sees the Isha Chochma, and he sees that the Isha Chochma is living in such an oinig of Shabbos. The Isha Bina is trying to figure out where's the Hashkav Minyan, where I can still get a little bit of sleep. You know, it's not 6:30. So it's like, you know, something that's like maybe 7:30, something like that, or 7:45. That everybody in all these different places, they're thinking of Cheshbon, how we can make a minyan, but no matter what time you start, you can still get out by 9:00. So you should be, so if it starts at 7:15, that's already 7, that's already a longer davening, but can you find someplace where you start at 7:30, 7:45, and you still finish at 9? And he just wants to get it over with. To him, Shabbos is another dangerous encounter with the possibilities of good and evil. Good is if I do everything according to halacha. Evil is if I mess up. That's his Shabbos. He sings mirrors. He'll sing a zamer, a song, maybe two. Because he's supposed to sing it. This also says he's supposed to sing a little bit on Shabbos. Or because he honors his parents and grandparents that sang those mirrors on Shabbos. He's nervous with his kids. He's nervous with his wife. He's not less nervous on Shabbos than he is during the week. Oftentimes he's more nervous. The people around him feel it. If he doesn't get his nap, for the amount of time that he expected to get it, that he had cheshbened out how to divide the day. So then everything is overturned. He's a mess. So when he sees the person of Chochma, and that person is mamish having an Oymik Shabbos, and he stays up late with a seifa, and he's enjoying, and he's happy, and it looks to him like he's a strange guy. To the Bina person, it looks like he's must be a Baal Tshuva or something. He used to go to Haftar or Halb, whatever, one of these places. And he went to Eretz Yisrael and he became crazy. You know, something happened to him. Nira Be'enav Kimita'ateya Uchimram Es Asma. He thinks the guy's just fooling himself. He's one of these guys who's fooling himself, you know, whatever. Got caught up in something. And he'll settle back down into reality in due time. You know, being a person can't understand the Chacham at all. It doesn't make sense to him at all. He can't see such a thing. especially if that person, the Chacham, if the person of Bina knows that the Chacham himself had a horrible week at work, or God forbid something bad happened to him. Like the Tzaddikim, that they had tzaris, whatever, that a child died Shabbos, and the whole Shabbos, that Tzaddik was in such a place of avaydi, even though the child died. So people from the outside look at that and they say, he must have lost his mind from grief. It can't be such a thing. How could it be such a thing? And if the answer to the Tzaddik says, Shabbos, Shabbos. I mentioned to some of the Chavrim, we were walking back Friday night from Shul, so I mentioned to the Chavrim that we were walking back that it was a tzaddik. Rabbi Nachman had a chassid, Rabbi Chaikel. Rabbi Chaikel was a big bal tefillah. He was a big tzaddik himself, Rabbi Chaikel. And this Rabbi Chaikel was davening, his news, I don't know what it was. I think Rabbi Nachman told him at the table, at the fish to sing. So Rabbi Chaikel sang. And everybody was going, you know, Rabbi Chaikel is such a fantastic bal nigun, singing. So Rabbi Nachman said to him, he said, Rabbi Chaikel is gewaldig. But what's with the oi? You know, when you sing, you put in oi. Rabbi Nachman said, Shabbos. What's oi? Rabbi Nachman was Shabbos. He felt like it was like Chil Shabbos. Oi, it's an oi. And Shabbos is oi. Such a sensitivity for the light, for the oi of Shabbos that he saw. Like oi is like a, it's like something. It's like a he's pagim in Shabbos to say oi. You have other people that the greatest problem on Shabbos is how come we're not allowed to say, you know, we're not allowed to say tilim over sick people. Then you have some of these tilim zuggers, you know, that it bothers them that they can't say tilim because the whole week they say tilim and they want to say tilim on Shabbos too. Bothers them. If it were up to them, the Mishaberichs would go on for the half hour, you understand? They'd leave out Nishmas Kol Chai. They'd leave out other parts of davening as long as they could have an extra half hour for Mishaberichs and these kind of things. To have Tehillim. I'm not making fun of Tehillim, God forbid. Chas v'shalom. I'm saying, I think you understand what I'm saying. There are these people, they live in that inyan. Like when there's no tzaras, that's their biggest tzara. They don't know how to deal with that. If you come in one day and you say, all Jews are okay today, nobody died. Everybody's healthy, everybody's well, nobody got divorced, nobody went off the derech, everything's fine. These people wouldn't know how to live. They wouldn't know what to do. Not one person to... Nobody died? No one's sick? But when you tell them, someone says, oh, and they start again, but they put them on the Mishaberich list. Just for some people, it's like, you might as well cross them off from the world once you put them on that list. And put them on the list, and then we're going to say this, I'm going to do that, and then make this and that. And that's the whole chiz. Oi. The whole life is oi. And Shabbos, it's the hardest thing for them, Shabbos, that there shouldn't be nice. So these people also, to chop around a davening fist, get to have a nap, to eat, to have a nap, and finish with Shabbos, get back to the oi. Get back to the 6 days of krechtsing, of oi. Like you have some of these people, they say tilim, like it sounds like Tisha, but I can't even be silent during the week, and they have these tilim things. Instead of to have... with a tilim that's with emunah, a tilim that's with bitachin, a tilim that's, even if it's a tzara, that should be a tilim that's with, you're talking to your father, not that you're talking to a grave digger. You're talking to a funeral chapel or something. It's a different mahalach. It's a different mahalach. So this person can't see he looks at the Chacham, doesn't see this at all. He thinks, you know, he's fooling himself. Stam, it's the Miyaynis. He's so happy, Shabbos, he's this, he's that, it's the Miyaynis. Ha'ilo itim behem nifal mitzad ha'chachma. Sh'oz ha'i b'koichi l'shebes b'sud d'shabbos l'sazik ma'shavte b'yikras or ha'sher b'chalaylamas. Yeah, but you know, the Bina person, he had every now and then. there were times, there were occasions on a Shabbos where he felt, if you take, let's, you know, one of these, yeah, let's say it's a Shabbos Shavar Bracha, so it's a Mitzvah Shabbos, right? So you look into the window of the hall, and it's Shabbos afternoon, and they're having the Shabbos Suda. And you look into the window, it's like 3:30, quarter to four. You're ready, you're looking in, you're not part of that simcha. You already ate, you already had a nap, you're already coming back to learn a little bit, to have a shiur, to go to have mincha, right? And you look inside and you see some uncle getting up and saying, Kosher Zibugum Kakriyas Yamsuf. Right? Like you look in and you see this picture. And you look at the faces over there. There's a very big difference. The Zaydi, he should be well, and the Babi, they're sitting with a look of Nachas and Menuchah and Yishev Hadas. The second cousin who had to come so that his wife won't leave him, you understand? So he's sitting like this. And that she feels, he looks at her like she, like it's her fault. You know? Look in the same simcha. Now the Zaydi, if you get him at someone else's simcha, he wouldn't be like that. He would just say, Genug! Because the grandfather doesn't have to have their charetz. He says, come on, quiet, take him away already. But this is his grandson's chasana, right? Grandson's shavar brachas. Because for the Zayde, it's 75, 80, 85 years all together. The whole picture of his family, and if he's somebody that's a survivor, wow, what? Machshavas are going through his head. It's only when it ends he's disappointed. What a disappointment. And it's ready 10 after 5. They're going to be ready. It's already going to be Maariv. And the Zayde is disappointed. Ah, such a short Shabbos. It could only be longer. And the second cousin sitting over there ready with an Uzi. He's going out of his kelim, this guy. The Zaydi is sees the Nakudas Ha'inyan of the Simcha, the Nakuda Ha'pnimis of the Simcha, and he's mischabed to that. The second cousin, not. All he sees is a speech, another speech, another speech. But the Zaydi is mischabed to the Nakuda Ha'pnimis. And therefore, everything is an oinik. Everything's an oinik. This one says, it brings back a certain memory. And he's not angry, he looks at his wife and over there, and says, and they look not to each other, remember. And this one says over a story from the family, they remember, and it's not to live. It's a different, the same simcha. But all of life is like that. That's what the Gemara says, like a behi, like a wedding hall, a behi lula. All of life. It all depends. If you're a chacham, and you're mischabed at Nekuda HaPnimitz, then it's your chasana. And you're mischabed at Nekuda HaPnimitz, it's your Shabbos. It's, if not, then it's always a question of, is it 2 o'clock, is it 2:30, is it 3 o'clock, is it 3:30? It's always a question, is this a good Dvar Torah, it's not a good Dvar. He knows how to talk, he doesn't know how to talk. Who put him up, he doesn't know how to talk. Who put this guy up? And he's also saying to his wife, making simonim, she doesn't know what to do. She's supposed to go up and say he shouldn't talk. Yet you could see this at every sum. Comes home after Shabbos, is angry, throws his jacket on the chair, says, Shabbos, they owe me a Shabbos. And goes, Pashas, Chum, Tosh, and Ayal, it's finished. That was a Shabbos, I have to listen to your relatives going on and on a lot about this stuff. Who cares, and what difference is it making? It's the same thing, and this guy's not Maritz anyway, and who wants to listen to him? And it's the same simcha. You're in or you're out. Chacham is in, and a person that's Metzias has been there, There's always outside counting and measuring and watching, you know. Always. This is just this. My wife and I having this conversation last night. So, the daughter in seminary in Eretz Yisrael is having a whole Yom Yun on Sneas, which I knew right away I was nervous about. I really just would rather she have Chumash and Navi and not to this whole Yom Yun on Sneas. Because I never heard of good stuff coming from these things. So, Yom Yun. So, and I'll probably have to take this off the table. But there's a whole Yom Yun on Sneas. So, from why speaking to my daughter in Yerushalayim, what was given over? Well, so this Rabbanit was in the spoil. She got up in front of whatever 80, 90 beautiful girls, wonderful girls. She got up in front of 80, 90, she was talking about how she doesn't understand how could a frum girl have Yetzahara to buy shoes that are cranberry colored shoes, reddish colored shoes. How could a girl have a Yetzahara like that? This is the Indian of Sneas. How could a girl have Yetzahara to have red shoes? Crazy people. They're crazy people. Red shoes. This is what. I don't even know this lady. I don't know any name. But what are you talking to these girls? They come from Kilon Hills, from Flatbush, from the Five Towns. A couple, one here from Detroit, another from Atlanta. What are you talking to them? Why are you making believe this is B'nai Brak in 1964? Why are you making believe? You know that it's not. Do you know who these girls are? Do you know what their struggles are? Why don't you talk about the ha-kol yaducha, ha-kol yishabuchu? Why don't you talk about the beauty of what it means to be a Jew? That they should be proud to be Jewish. If they love Yiddishkeit, then eventually at some point maybe they'll get a different color shoe. And if they don't, so what do you think? They're not going to let them into Gan Eden with red shoes? But that's the whole person, a pair of red shoes. The whole person is a pair of shoes. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there isn't an Indian or whatever. But what are you talking about? You have them for a little bit, a couple of months, that they're away from New York, and you have them in the Yerushalayim. Can't you talk to them about the whole thing? Can't you talk to them about the Nekudah HaPnimis, of what it means to be a Jew, of how much the Rebbe Shalom loves them? And as I'm saying these things, you know that these headmistresses would roll their eyes hearing me talk. You know that. Because it's all about red shoes. And that's what the girls are sitting there doing the whole time, rolling their eyes. The whole time, rolling their eyes. They just can't believe they're hearing this stuff. My poor parents. They work so hard to send us over here. To hear some crazy thing about red shoes. And the way she said, how could a girl have a Yetzirah? I don't even understand. You don't understand that? You don't understand that? I don't believe it. If she would be a Yerushalmi or a B'nai Braka for Dairus, I would believe it. Because there is such an enemy. They were right. I would believe it. And I'm not even 100% sure in Toshin Ayin Aleph I would believe that either. But, okay. Certainly if it would be an older Rebbetzin, a Yerushalmi that would say that, but don't you tell me that you don't understand how anybody can have a Yetzahara for... The HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be Megala, but your Yetzahara are bigger than red shoes. That you have to go tell a bunch of girls that there's something bad with them that they like. Because each one there has a whole collection of red shoes at home. Every single one of them has red shoes. And I hate to think of what they were doing, but the ones that were wearing, they started with under the table. You know, what they're going to do with their feet. Yeah, they're going to all walk out barefoot. She can't understand, there's a Yetzirah like that. How could a Jewish girl have such a Yetzirah? That's not what these girls are having a problem with their shoes. That's not what you should talk to them about. Talk to them about the bigger picture of what it means to be a Jew. This is what here, from one place to the other. Unless it's with the kids that are Orthodox. To them, they talk about the whole Inyan. But the Bali Tshuva, right? They go to the Bali Tshuva, they talk about how beautiful Yishkai is. Not to our children. To our children, they talk about red shoes. I have this thing, I couldn't sleep last night. I'm telling you, I'm not saying exaggerate. I was the whole time thinking about this. What is this? What's going to be with our people? What's going to be with the children that they're not, it's not being given to them? The Baruch Shalom is so big. The Torah is so big. Yiddishkeit is so big and so beautiful. And they're talking about this pair of shoes. I wouldn't say the same thing if someone was talking about a sleeveless shirt or a mini skirt. But you know what? I wouldn't talk about that either. Mm-hmm. No one in this shul ever heard me talk about these kind of things. You know what you do? You talk about hakol, and at some point, it registers, and the person looks up to other people, different kinds of people as being role models, and they say, you know what? Maybe I could wear a different kind of shoe. Maybe I could wear a different kind of shirt. You don't have to give a thing about shirts. You don't have to talk to them about skirts, because that's the surest guarantee that they're going to cut another inch off their skirt and to take another inch off their shirts by talking to them about it. Years ago, I had students of mine. They went to one of these seminars. And I remember the girl was a very, very chosh of a girl, but she had to go up against to be able to get to seminary, to get to Yerushalayim. She says, I talked to her like 3 weeks after she's there. She says she wants to come home. And I say, you're not coming home. People gave tzedakah for you to stay there. She didn't pay for it. The parents wouldn't pay. You have to stay a little bit longer. You don't stay 3 weeks. She said, okay. She said, I came here to learn Torah. All I'm hearing is this about, all they ever talk about is how with the girls and boys and about this and what's sneezes. And she's going crazy. I thought I was going to learn a little chumash. I thought I was going to learn some Torah and all the shmoozing. I'm hearing all these shmoozing. Because she's a chachama, and she's getting Bina Talk number 5003, and she doesn't want it. And it doesn't. That's not what she was used to hearing, and it's not bringing you any closer to being an ishet snua, and to be the person that she can be. So what happens to this person? So there were times. There were times. The Bina person did have times, if you can remember, that there was a feeling of einig. Because there was something that he was mischabed to. It could have been that it was on Shabbos, that there was a family simcha, that he was mischabed to, whatever it was, something on Shabbos. Gam im god laham behuma asher svivai. He himself was sitting at a table, even though there was a whole tumult going on around him, but he remembers feeling that there were times. But right now, when he's in that place of Bina, in other words, he knows that there is such an aura of Shabbos. He's felt it. But right now he can't get out of this, he's locked into this Bina thing. And he gets up after the Suda and he's sad. Because he knows, this is a person that already knows that there is such a light, because he has felt it in his life. There were times that he felt it. And he can't get it back. And it bothers him, he's sad. Ula mahar al davar echad. Mahefik hemeno. Maheila le Shabbos and kai osak bepratim shahomu svivai. He's thinking about what did I gain from all of this? What was the Shabbos? In Kai Osak Bepratim Shaham Vasivov, I was completely preoccupied with all of the pratim that was surrounding me. I didn't connect to the Shabbos at all. Ram Kamagamba Matsav Kaza. Yachal Yehudi Lizbayar Bikyuma Shandishmasi Hatayra. No matter what. No matter how many Shabbos we've had without that or. No matter how many. Yochel Yehudi Liz Baher B'Kiyumah Shal Nishmasi HaTayr. A Jew can come to that clarity of the existence of his neshama tayri. He can come to the nekuda of Shabbos. He can come to that einik, to the last breath. A person can come to that. We have to work on it. That's what learning is all about. To work on it, but not to give up. Yochel Yehuda lizbayer b'kiyuma shal neshmasi atayra. It could become clear to him. His neshama, the neshama of Shabbos, could become clear to him. Hayudas umakeres es mitzias haShabbos, that knows and recognizes the mitzias of Shabbos. Umekaycha yale lehecholitz mimizgate hakevaltei latzmiusai. And with that coming into that place of the neshama, coming to that chachma, which is koach ma, which is to come to that nekuda pnimis of the neshama, he'll be able to finally break out of that narrow world that he lives in, of that tiny narrow world hakevalta that's chaining him, restraining him, and holding him, and he'll be able to go la'atzmi yusa, to the etzim of who he is. And to the etzim of Shabbos, he'll be able to come to that. It's not ever to give up. The liquor of the Shabbos oinig, that he should finally be able to feel the oinig of Shabbos, of what Shabbos is. Not just that Shabbos is, not just what people mistake the oinig is, that they're not working, or they don't have to go into the city, or they're having their favorite food, or their favorite dessert. The whole week they don't eat cake, and now they're eating cake. That's called oinig Shabbos. The whole week they don't have time to lie back on the couch and to read a newspaper, now they can lie back on the couch. That's not Einik Shabbos. I don't have to explain that. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. It could be Sunday or Monday if they were off. It's not Shabbos. It's a snow day. Shabbos. Einik Shabbos. It's Kavasal Shabbos Einik. Not to be misyayish. Each and every one of us can come to that place of the neshama of Shabbos and the neshama within ourselves. When we come to the place of the neshama within ourselves, we come to the nishma Shabbos, the neshama of Shabbos. Mitzvah will continue. That's what I meant, to come to your Gimel. I really meant to have this. I didn't mean the whole parak. I meant to come to AC Gimel. Yeah.